in the Big Ten, which is the best football conference in the whole world, there has only been four African-American head football coaches. Started with Dennis Green at my alma mater, Northwestern, back in 1981, and he was succeeded by another African-American named Francis P. in 1986. Then Michigan State hired a gentleman by the name of Bobby Williams in 1999, and he lasted till 2002. And then from 2002, there were no African-American head football coaches in the Big Ten until the latter part of last year, when Purdue University hired a gentleman by the name of Darrell Haizelle. And Darrell Haizelle, oh my goodness, what hasn't he done? The 2012 MAC Coach of the Year took his team to all kind of bowl games, like the GoDaddy Bowl, this kind of bowl. He has been an assistant football coach at Ohio State. You know, last time I checked, they win a lot in Ohio State. He's also been coach at Rutgers and West Virginia and the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, Western Michigan, Pennsylvania, Eastern Illinois. Oh, so he's got a lot of experience. He got his bachelor's in speech and communication at Muskegon College, where he was a three-time all-conference selection wide receiver, records that haven't been broken. Now he's at Purdue, which means he not only has to win because, you know, Mitch Daniels wants a winner, but he also has to make sure that his players graduate on time because Mitch wants them to graduate on time. With that, we welcome Coach Darrell Haizelle, and tonight he's going to be over at Bugs Temple, where Purdue Black alumni will have the opportunity to meet and greet Purdue's first African-American head football coach and help boil her up. Coach, welcome.
How are you guys doing down there?
We're doing fine. Now we hear you coming.
You know, I can't wait to get down there. I'm going to get out of here probably around 4:30 or so and get to meet the good people down in Indy.
So are you, I know this slogan, boiler up, are you fired up for the coming football season?
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, obviously you get a job like this and you have an opportunity to change your culture. There's nothing more exciting than that.
I know that the winning part is important to you. I can just, you know, look at your record. I've heard a lot of great things, Coach, about you. But also, how important is it for your student-athletes to win in the classroom?
That's premier. You know, we have a slogan here. Our motto is, A players must get A's. And that's in every facet of their life, the classroom, and the community, and obviously on the football field. But no one in the organization is allowed to achieve, and that's what that saying means.
Is it harder today to get young people to understand the importance of the classroom, particularly what happened to that young man up at Notre Dame the other week?
Well, you know, I think you get what you emphasize. Mm-hmm. And if you have people around you emphasizing getting a good education and making sure you do all the things right in the classroom, that's what you get. If you don't emphasize it, you're probably not going to get it.
What kind of football are we going to see when I turn on my cable and watch the Big Ten Network once the season starts the end of August, the first part of September, when I'm reading that you're a wide receiver? Sound like you might want to pass a lot.
You know what? We got to be able to establish the run to be able to pass the ball. So we'll come out and try to create a mindset that we're going to be a physical football team, which has been a little bit different around here at Purdue. But we're going to play some relentless defense and the state-free opportunistic offense. And then we're going to be superior in special teams as we play these opponents.
I said in the introduction that the Big Ten is one of the best football conferences in the country. There's a lot of pressure, but you've had that experience, obviously, as an assistant at Ohio State. How competitive is this? I mean, this is not – you know, fun.
Oh, this is a lot of fun.
It
actually.
Is? Okay.
It's a lot of fun. You know, this is a great football conference, and it's a great conference for other reasons, academically. But you talk about the passion and pageantry in this conference. I don't know if it's any better in the traditions. So it's going to be fun, and we got a great schedule ahead of us. We got Notre Dame here, and we have Ohio State here, and Nebraska here.
Oh, Lord.
So in the furnace, in the Ross State furnace this year, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I noticed you left off my alma mater, which would have been a guarantee, but that's Northwestern, and that's not a gift.
We don't play you guys this year.
I don't know what that's good or bad for us, because we want to go back to another bowl game.
I tell you what, your coach up there has done a great job. He's a fantastic guy. I mean, he's the right guy.
Now, how are you getting along with this new rookie? I mean, you're a rookie head coach, and you're working for a rookie president. How are you getting along with Brother Mitch?
Coach Daniels, I came in with myself, and he's a great, great leader for this institution. He's going to do so many phenomenal things for Purdue University. I mean, he's a sports avid, and he's always around sports programs and supporting the sports program. So I think that he's going to be a fantastic president here.
You know, you talked about the pageantry and the history, and I know you've gotten, you know, used to everything up there. What did you think when you first saw that big drum with the band?
I got a chance to hit that drum at the Cure for Cancer this springtime. That's right. A big drum. I didn't realize how big it was until you get up next to it.
I got to ask you, because obviously, you know, there's a lot of people, particularly in the African-American community, they're listening. There may be some parents and grandparents of young men who are playing football at either the middle school level or the high school level. How important is it going to be for you as the new coach of Purdue to connect with high school coaches here in Indiana and start recruiting more from our own state?
That's critical going forward. I think we have to do a good job with our own little footprint in the state of Indiana. I have five coaches assigned to this state.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want to take 75% of our class from the state of Purdue, and that is Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Western PA, Kentucky, and Illinois. That's the state of Purdue. We got to do a great job of taking 75% of our class from that area.
I like that slogan, the state of Purdue. You won't like that, but I don't care. As in the introduction, I talked about the history. You know, there have been more African American head basketball coaches in the Big Ten. You're following in some giant footsteps with Dennis Green and others. Did you, when you were named, did you feel the history?
You know what? I didn't feel it right away. There was so much going on in those 48-hour period that there was just so many things going on in my head at that particular time. I didn't think about the history that you just shared with us. I mean, it's quite an honor for me to be that guy, and hopefully I can do a great job so there's many more to come after the fact.
Well, first of all, Coach Darrell Hazel, first of all, welcome to Indiana. Welcome to Purdue University. Welcome to the Big Ten. You're blazing a trail, and I know you're going to do not only a great job on the field, but you're going to do a great job molding student athletes, trying to achieve a perfect graduation rate over 4 to 6 years, and making sure that your players are prepared for life after football. And if there are African American Purdue alumni who are listening, they're having a reception for Coach Hazel tonight over at Bugs Temple at 11th Street in the Canal. It's from 7 to 9. Cost is just $20. You can register by going to the Purdue Black Alumni's website, which is pbao.org. That's pbao.org. Fire up. Learn what boiler football is going to be about, what Coach Hazel is going to be about, and get ready to boiler up.
Boiler it up.
and stand up for that. I like that, the state of Purdue.
That's right. It's going to be a lot of fun in our stadium this year. We hope we can get all those good people from Indiana up in the stadium into the furnace, Ross Aid Furnace, and have some fun.
And Coach, I hope the folks at Purdue tell you about the Indiana Black Expo that is next month in July, because Purdue has this huge exhibit. And they're very good about having the celebrities, and I hope maybe that I'll see you at the Purdue exhibit down at Expo, and I can shake your hand and officially give you the right hand of fellowship and welcome you to Indiana.
You know what? I wanted to make that event, but it's there's a conflict in my schedule, unfortunately, and maybe the next year I can get down there. Leave that date open to get down there.
Yeah, I just plan third week of July, and because I realize that's getting close to when you gotta start practicing and get ready for the season and all of that, but you kind of work that out. Again, Coach Darrell Hazell, he is the brand new head football coach and a brother, making history at Purdue University on and off the field. It's an honor and a privilege to talk to you. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
All right.